Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Just days after ringing in the new year, Virginia seafood processors waited anxiously for news of how they placed in the federal foreign worker visa lottery system that randomly chooses who gets workers first. For Johnny Graham, who runs Virginia's largest crab meat processing plant, it was bad news.
We don't have any of our 85 workers planning to come to Hampton to work this year. And we were just one of many of the unlucky ones that was not able to acquire the draw of an A lottery bucket. We wound up in a D bucket, which is at the end of the line. And we may be very well at the end of the line of our four generations of business.
For years, the seafood industry has been asking state and federal lawmakers to change the federal H-2B visa system. Like farms, they can't operate without their skilled workers who arrive mostly from Mexico every year to prepare seafood. U.S. workers who used to do the job are aging out, and foreign workers are willing and skilled enough to replace them. Foreign farm workers have their own visa, the H-2A, but Graham's workers come under the H-2B visa, which forces him to compete with a host of other seasonal industries, including construction, landscaping, and tourism. At best, he'd get his workers toward the end of May.
To miss the front end of probably the best 2 months of the business is the worst-case scenario for us.
To compound the problem, the government limits the number of H-2B workers that can enter the U.S. So the industry is asking Congress to add them to a seasonal worker exemption given to fish roe processors. A.J. Erskine, who chairs the Virginia Seafood Council, has been lobbying Washington hard.
Our season is not according to when the grass grows, not according to how many reservations we have for our hotel room. Those are important as well. I get it. But we are a manufacturer, we're a processor. Our seasons are dictated by state and federal regulation. It's very different than a service industry.
In the midst of all this came the COVID-19 pandemic. So even seafood houses that won a top spot in the H-2B lottery haven't received all their workers. Susan Wade owns J&W Seafood in Deltaville and Island Seafood on Gwynns Island, which processes and sells seafood wholesale and retail.
So we were one of the first groups who actually were processed visas with the H-2B, but with the current COVID issue, everyone is being held up at the consulate this year.
So far, only 4 out of 25 workers she needs to pick crabs and shuck oysters have arrived.
It's been very hard. It's a trickle-down effect, of course. Not only did it affect me, it affected the crabber who could not go out and work, and then it affected the bait man who he didn't buy bait from. I've had to cut back on my employees in my store. We cut back the hours in the store.
Last week, President Trump eased fishing regulations to boost domestic production, but U.S. consulates remain closed, so there still are not enough foreign workers to process seafood. There is a bit of good news coming from the retail shops of some seafood processors. Susan Wade is reporting those sales are keeping her afloat. And Johnny Graham, who's contemplating selling his wholesale warehouse.
Our retail store is setting records every day. Every day is a Friday. Every week is a 4th of July week.
As Virginia keeps an eye on weekly coronavirus cases with the prospect of reopening the economy, the seafood industry is watching Congress for a better visa and for the administration to ease border restrictions. From Reedville, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.